Looms, sewing machines, and a 1,500-pound printing press dot the inside of Maker's Mill at 73 Main Street in North Adams. For $40 a month, people can use equipment to bind books, weave, and make paper prints. Board member Emily Watts says a crowdfunding campaign raised nearly $13,000 to support the effort.
North Adams is a place of makers. Our whole history is about making things. And here we are, and we're trying to do something that's like a new iteration of that, that's an interdisciplinary, collaborative project.
Drawers and cabinets full of metal, letter, type, and multiple colors of ink line the walls of the open and free-flowing 1,875-square-foot space to be used by printmakers and book artists like Valerie Kerrigan.
Yes, it's definitely having a resurgence, and artists are now using some of this old printing equipment to in more of a modern way and for different artistic purposes than was used, you know, before when creating a newspaper, for instance.
Many pieces of equipment were donated by local residents or Williams College. Williams, Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts and Mass MoCA, are three founding partners among more than 160 project contributors. Diane Scott is an assistant professor of arts management at MCLA. She says Maker's Mill provides fiber artists and printmakers with machinery that most don't have regular access to.
My background is in working with individual artists of all different disciplines, musicians, visual artists, dancers, etc., on how to deal with the business end of their artistic practice. And the thing that I know from doing that, we did workshops and we did all sorts of things, and not that those things aren't important, but the biggest thing that was most important was helping them build community and build relationships where they had a group of peers that they could go and ask questions to and have support of and see how other people did things.
Maker's Mill is located feet away from an office-style co-workspace that opened about 6 months ago called Cloud 85. It now has more than 20 members. Both areas are projects of Lever, an economic development incubator based in North Adams. Lever's executive director, Jeffrey Thomas, says he sees a synergy developing between the organizations.
The three together are creating now a focal point for creativity and collaboration right here on Main Street, and that the end result is going to be that these are going to help strengthen both our community and our economy.
The idea for collaborative and free-flowing workspaces came from the Partnership for North Adams, a public-private initiative that in January 2014 unveiled a plan aimed at revitalizing the city's downtown. 2014 saw the closing and relocation of numerous downtown businesses, including the homemade candy shop I Got Goodies, which Maker's Mill now fills. Board member Watts, who is also involved with the publishing and media organization Frog Pond Creative, says Maker's Mill could offer other opportunities, like photography darkrooms, if their members express interest.
We need to get more people here. We need to get more people on Main Street and want to stay here. Because if somebody comes here, right, somebody comes to the makerspace, they make their prints, even if they just walk in, make one print, come out, then they go to the hub and they have lunch. And then they walk down to Gallery 51 and they see the show there. And then the Williamstown Film Festival is going to be in the space next door. They talk about the film festival and then they walk back and they go to the co-working space. And then they stop at the pizza place. Like, the more we can hold people here, I think that is what's going to change this for the better.
Offering classes, workshops, and volunteer opportunities, Maker's Mill will be open every day except Monday. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.